The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. One of us is wrong here. The other is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Wow, we just got here. Woo, climbing up the ladder here. Billy, if we could, I look and turn some of the mics on, the street mics on. So, woo, it's cold this morning. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. There, okay, that starts it. The official whistle. Here we go. All right, hey, we're underway. Thank you. Thank you very much. I need to tell everybody this is the, whatever number it is, imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade that we've had so much fun with for, I don't know, 40 years on radio shows, where you and I become the people who project what we are seeing. As the reimagined Thanksgiving Day parade rolls again smartly, we're, of course, at the reviewing stand that was built by Mark Crowley, and he had all the help, because the old guys that always did it with Daryl Luby and Kenny Dane, and they always built this, and it's actually maybe by next year we need a new one. Got the heaters going this morning, and concessionaires are working, and, of course, the police are here. You got to be careful coming downtown, because Governor Polis has thrown up checkpoints. And they don't want anybody to be together for the holiday season. And so, of course, something like this, where hundreds of thousands of people gather for the parade, I really do get it. And the emperor himself, along with, you know, help from, you know, all the butt boys and Chief Pays and then the mayor himself. And they're so concerned. So they don't want the Broncos are going to be. Yeah, the Broncos will be here. The Broncos are going to be. They'll be part of it. A lot of people yelling things at us already. It's okay. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade steps off smartly. There's been a lot of debate in the parade committee. As you know, we have a very high-end parade committee discussing on who should be the Grand Marshal. And these are the submitted names. Corey Gardner's name has been submitted. And this will be up to our many, many people who come to the parade. And they will have a suggestion box here. And you can, as you see, Mark Crowley's handling the suggestion box, heavily armed this morning, as most people should be down here. But you'll be able to put your suggestion in there at the end of the afternoon. Of course, by now, we will have to know on who the man is. And, of course, the suggestions this year, Cory Gardner, Kyle Clark's name, they're cheering already. Kyle Clark's name has been brought up. And Tay Anderson. And I think that's pretty significant, is Tay Anderson, Kyle Clark, and or Corey Gardner. One of those three will be the official parade chairman, which every year, of course, we've talked about who gets to play Santa Claus. By the way, you guys, sitting up here, there's former Denver Police Chief Jerry Kennedy, Division Chief Kennedy. Never misses a parade. He's always here. Love him to death. Chief, he waves, hey, good to see you. That's when cops were cops. And someone said that Ron and Bobby Petrofesso were here and Darius Unquana was here. We'll see if we can find them. You know, when I brought the radio station Imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade over here to Salem, by the way, Salem wanted to send in some other guys to host this show, some real talk show hosts. So you'll understand that we're going to do it right this year because these guys are coming out of town. They work from Salem in California, and they're going to come here and host the Imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade to make sure that it's straight. So I wanted you to know that, keeping in fashion with all the other idiocy in Denver media, that Salem is going to bring in other talk show hosts a year to make sure that I did this right. And I said, no, I'd just as soon do it myself. You know, but back, we were talking yesterday when Bill Rogan was with us, and he'll be with us later this morning. Shut up. Is the kid yelling at me already? God, come on. Anyhow, so what? You're saying every time somebody yells daddy, we all hunch. Casey Boyer was the original producer here at 710 KNUS. He's you're saying daddy. That's that one kid. He's pointing at Daryl Luby. Come on, Daryl Luby. That's way over. Anyhow, Casey has been kind enough to bundle up. And did you sneak your family down past all the Polis roadblocks, or did you just come in on your own, man? First of all, good morning. It's good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, Pete. It's great to see you. And no, it's just me. Bethany said if I was going to come down here and be this stupid, I have to do it on my own.
Well, there it is. So yes. I can't see. I saw you, and then now it's dark. So you've ducked back into the you're out of the floodlights. And, of course, we have intense security here this morning. Daryl Sinquana and Mark Crowley are in charge of security. Tell me what you see, man, from where you are.
Well, the first few floats that I see coming through are for all the bars and restaurants owners, but they shut those down quickly because apparently the Rona's way worse after 8 p.m. into the morning. So they didn't want them out there, but of course they did let a few through, but they all are spread out, and they're on a. They made their floats look like a patio with tents on them because it's okay to have those, but don't have a beer inside.
Land the plane, son. Land the plane. So, you are further down Colfax, angered up about how the liquor industry is being treated. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
I see. Well, you've gotten away from me, man. You need tuned up. Bring you back in, slap you around.
Well, apparently Paul is right because if you have a few pints, you can't land a plane.
You got to land the plane, son. You got to land the plane. I'll talk to you over Thanksgiving. Casey, everybody, 303-696-1971 to report. There's a drill team. That's one of the many, many homeless drill teams. Look at that, huh? Look at that. Is that good? See you guys doing that with a wine bottle? Huh? Twirling the wine bottle? We have the right. What'd he say? It's spelling out the word squat. See the announcer, huh? That's Cal Clark. Morning, everybody. It is crisp, clear, and cold down here at Colfax and Broadway. And Billy, some of the reporters' names are not coming up on the screen again. We have difficulty. It's Dean. Whoa, Dean.
Peter.
Where are you, my boy?
Oh, I'm way north of Denver. Thank goodness.
And?
Well, let me tell you a story about what happened to me in 2013.
Dean, we're not going to do it. Dean, we got to do floats for the parade. I don't care about what happened to you. Have a nice Thanksgiving. 303-696-1971. Stay in kayfabe, everybody. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade goes on. The sirens, I think that announces the arrival. Yeah, here he comes. It's the governor. The governor is coming in, and they put up roadblocks so people cannot get into the city. Well, he's calling them checkpoints. Okay, I'll go with checkpoints. And they're stopping ID. Casey said that Beth and the girls didn't make it, but pardon me? That's a helicopter going to land. Wow. Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, guys, there's Michelle Malkin. Michelle, later in the morning, they're going to do a float with Michelle Malkin being beaten up by Antifa and Black Lives Matter people on a float where Paul Pazin's going to stand around and watch. And, boy, those sirens are really brutal. Hey, Don, where are you, man? Good morning.
I'm at not far from where you at, but somewhere on Colfax. Well, I don't know if you saw that video of the BCT training singing a COVID-19 Candace. I'll play a little bit of it if you want to hear it.
Oh, sure. That's nice, man. That's great, man. I haven't seen them yet.
It's an awesome piece. I mean, you know, whatever you want to call it, but
I like how
put a smile on my face.
They're dressed like little viruses.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they are. I mean, but they're actually dressed up, ready to serve our country, as always.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We thank them for it.
Yes, we do. A tip of the hat. 303-696-1971. There's bringing Christmas music now, too. This time of the year, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade is underway from the reviewing stand at Colfax and Broadway, and we're always seeing so many great people. I've been told that the Attorney General of the state of Colorado will be running the crack concession this year. And if you want to buy some crack or heroin, you can go and see Bud. And he'll be there, be protected, of course, by the Denver's finest. That Michelle Malkin float, you know, the Sound of Music is always great for this time of the year. They play it, and look at the homeless swirl. Huh? God. I got nothing else to do, you know, learn to dance, but that's pretty cool. But I'm told that when we'll see, it's one of the big floats, we'll see it when the sun comes up, but it's Michelle Malkin, Randy Corcoran, and Chuck and Julie, and a lot of people are there, and then they're attacked. As the float goes by, the Antifa people run out, the dueling protest run out, jump on the float, start slapping them around, and Paul Pazin kind of stands off in the distance and watches. Well, I'm looking forward to that. The Imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade, a holiday season, is underway. There's Mike Roberts every year. Mike's here from Westward. We'll see Patty Calhoun a little later in the morning. She'll be out. Linnell, where are you to talk to us about the parade? Linnell, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, Peter. Off in the distance. Getting closer. Oh, wow. It's that tent from REI that I looked
at, but
couldn't afford. There's a cardboard, a pungent pile of feces.
Oh, yeah, that's the homeless, one of the homeless floats.
Oh, well, Peter, it's the unhoused.
Oh, I see. It's the experiencing homelessness float.
Well, yes, I sure wish they lived closer to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how about that big needle that's on there? They walk around with that big heroin needle.
Well, absolutely. There's a pile of needles.
Well, yeah, some of them are meth. You're right.
Yeah.
But that's a wonder. Look who's pulling it—the taxpayer.
That's right.
Rope tied to all the taxpayers, pulling the homeless bums down the street.
Experiencing
homelessness.
They
have that drill team, you know, with the wine bottle. Boy, that's everybody's got a bottle of Mogan David, you know, and they're moving it around. Little bottle of Mad Dog, you know, it's pretty cool.
And it appears that they have their own pet rat.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. You can hear some announcements in the back. That's the people that are homeless out loud, and they're telling them, you know, those big pet rats are great, aren't they? God.
Oh, they're beautiful.
And they're all dressed up this year, you know, little Santa Claus hats on the pet rats.
Oh, sure, they're little leashes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Because you've got to license them now.
Oh, come on. They'll be so big, they'll be... Remember they said, I saw a cockroach pull a switchblade on a rat and take the rat's cheese. That's coming your way. Happy Thanksgiving. 303-696-1971. Remember that? I saw a cockroach so big it pulled a switchblade on a rat and took the rat's cheese. That's heading your way here, not too long, Civic Center Park. Good morning, everyone. Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. We are live at the reviewing stand. You know, Daryl and Kenny, and they came down here with Crowley last night, and they built this. We have the heaters, and it's great. Mike Roberts is here from Westward. Saw Jerry Kennedy earlier with the Petrofesso brothers, Bob and Ron, Cinquana. I mean, it really is. It's the height of the year. We haven't seen anybody else earlier. Someone said Leslie Branch Wise might be working security, but then, hey, come on, the mayor's going to be around, right? You got to be careful with that. And as I mentioned to you earlier, the Salem Broadcasting wanted to send in some other talk show host to host this year, so you would know you're getting the truth when the parade steps off, that you would not be getting jived by us, by 710 KNUS, but rather other talk radio hosts from Salem, being paid by Salem, working for Salem, on Salem call letter stations, we're going to come in and host a parade. And so you would say, well, God, it's got to be the truth because a new Salem talk show host, or just a new talk show host, is going to run the parade this year. But we overrode them, thanks to Brian Taylor. Brian said, when Peter's done this stupid thing for so many years. Nobody would be willing to come in. Stop, everybody. Stanley Garnett. My man. Homie, man. Stanley Garnett. He's willing to lay down. Stanley. He's walking around with the Channel 9 guys. Stanley, good to see you. It's a Wednesday, and it's the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. And if you want to become a reporter, we want you. 303-696-1971. Reporter Ron is with us. Ron is with us. What fake news outfit are you from, Ron? Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Ron. Hey, this is Ron. I'm standing on the corner of Marion and Colfax in Sid King's Crazy Horse Bar.
Ah.
Sid's up there and he's got his mic as usual talking about his girls, and he wants to know, why do they have to cover their breasts with these masks instead of tassels?
Yes.
Like in the old days.
I asked the same question. And you have an answer.
No answer.
No answer.
I like the tassels better. Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too. Thank you. Some of the reports coming in on AP. Further down Colfax, Peter, you saw the fake health. I talked about these people. The fake health care workers are back. A man and a woman dressed in green scrubs are stopping traffic, including a large truck with a Trump flag. Yes, we've noted them. A lot of those kind of sneaky little fill-in-the-blanks. Michelle, hey, you know, she's waving. They're waiting for the sun to come up. They have this huge, and it's going to take some. They've recreated Civic Center Park, and they're going to be there being pro-police. Remember, this is not against the cops, but pro-police. And then these Antifa animals come running over at the Denver Post, and they put it up on the float. Denver Post called them dueling protest, and they start whipping on old ladies. And where's the chief? Anybody seen the chief? No, okay. It's okay. It's cool. And Michelle wants to do that, and they're talking about somebody getting clubbed with a skateboard. And where's the chief? Anybody seen the chief? Apparently not. And there's going to be a float later on in the morning that's going to have all the racists' names floats. And we're looking forward to seeing that later on in the morning. And again, the Woody Page was here earlier. It was a quick hi, Wood. Gil Whiteley. Everywhere Woody goes, man, there's Gil. So we're saying hi to Gil, and he's here as well. So I had to take a time out. The parade is sponsored this year always. And I'll tell you about a great way to save lots of money. It's free TV. My favorite television channels, I'm still saving more than $1,500 every year off the old bundled cable TV bill. And I would urge you, with all the Christmas television shows coming on, you want to see stuff with the kids, and my grandson comes over today, we'll watch wrestling. Free TV's mission, to educate, empower, and help you make smart decisions about TV, internet, and internet technologies. I know the internet tech can be intimidating and confusing. What? Mike Litwin. Hey, Mike. Hey, man. Good morning. Yeah, give me a second, will you? Your cable television bill will not only getting... Yeah, I know, man. I know. I'm hip. Yeah. Cable TV helping getting you no obligation consultation. Man, don't interrupt me. To help evaluate less expensive options. And I encourage you. This is a wonderful family gift. Educate. Start saving bunches of money every month on your cable TV bill. Go to the website and learn more. FREETV. I can hardly see down here this morning. We need more light. FREETV.com, or even easier, simply call them for a free phone call consultation right now. 303-794-8600, 794-8600. Offer a free consultation. One of the experts can help you decide if cutting the cord is right for you. The number again, 303-794-8600, 303-794-8600. A quick minute save you $1,500 a year or more. Do that for a family, I mean a family gift. We are at Colfax and Broadway. The Thanksgiving Day Parade is underway. Reporters go through 303-696-1971. A lot of email reporting in as well. So we will hold on a second here, and we'll be right back at you. Hang on. Good morning, everybody. It's still dark outside, but a crisp, cool morning. The Reimagined Thanksgiving Day Parade has stepped off smartly at 6 a.m., a lot of sirens, a lot of dignitaries. I mean, one of the things about the parade, it just draws everybody. Everybody want to get that time on camera, want to get that time on air. It's a Wednesday morning, and tomorrow they rerun the parade. But we're down there, as I mentioned, Daryl Luby, who is always here, Kenny Dayne and Mark Crowley. Jerry Kennedy, who's been with us since the beginning, and the Petrofesso brothers, Daryl Cinquana, they have the security. And also Leslie Branch Wise, we're told, may be some backup for security. But it's very, very cold. And the parade this year, of course, brought to you by, I don't know if that's, maybe that's the mayor coming. Now, the home refi, and they may be the smartest move you make all this year or next year, locking the number in now. And I sometimes think, are they coming to take us out? I mean, if we think about what happened, Julie's going to join us here in a moment. Maybe this is going to be like a recreation of the Civic Center thing where they're done with us. They're done with us, and Payson is going to give the green light for us to get knocked off the box. But help you retire earlier, maybe even pay off your loan sooner. Lock this number in. Who knows what's going to happen? American Financing. Boy, that's good, Billy. Are they mad at us? Is that what this is? Billy's saying, yeah. 303-695-7000. Is that the SWAT team? But that's okay. The SWAT team will protect us. I'm not worried about the SWAT team. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. You can apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182-334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. And she is my dear friend, Julie Hayden. And she's already, we saw her on that, with her. Jules, first of all, thanks. And I know it's cold outside, sure, but thank you for doing it. And we've been told that there's going to be a float later recreating the Civic Center Park moment when you guys were all attacked by a dueling protest. Where are you, by the way? Thank you. And good morning. And thank you. Where are you?
In the parade, you mean? Or?
Yeah, we're out because I can't see anybody from up here.
Oh,
Yeah,
well, we're here. I've got, you know, Chuck and I have our float, and it's a float. It's a puppet show, a marionette show, good old-fashioned marionette show. We've got the puppet of Mayor Hancock, Michael Hancock, there. He's being behind the scenes. You can sort of look behind, and you can see the folks from the Brownstein Law Firm and certain developers pulling the strings, making the mayor dance.
Very
good. Wow, that's his partner in the dance. They're doing some square dancing. His partner is Denver Police Chief Paul Payson, and you were wondering where he is, you know. As you mentioned, he was nowhere to be seen during the Civic Center dueling protest thing. But he's also a puppet here, and he's holding the strings for him are the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa people.
There it is.
And they're dancing away. Yeah, they're dancing away. Dancing
you know,
away.
I see it now. Yeah. It just came turned around the corner. There it is. Look.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, holy cow, Peter. Wait, something's happening. Wait, it's hard to see in the dark. Wait, but, oh, boy, you know what? It's Candy C. DeBaca,
yes,
and some of the Denver City Council members, they're attacking the mayor.
Yes, rightfully.
They're smacking him.
Oui.
They're throwing copies of the new charter changes,
yes,
taking away his power. And
yes.
Him.
Well,
it's a smackdown.
Well, the Brownstein, I think the Brownsteins, they're like they've underwritten a number of floats this year.
Well, they have. They're the Dominion. They're also supporting.
Yes.
They're sponsoring the Dominion election.
Yeah, Dominion
too.
We have hired Dominion this year to do a crowd count, and it keeps changing.
So, I mean, what, it's over a million people now.
Now there was 300,000 the other morning, and now it's changed. But
yeah.
You know who else we saw earlier? Stanley Garnett.
Oh,
speaking of the Brownsteins, yes, Stanley.
Right.
Stanley and Mitch Morrissey. And they're telling you it's okay, not to worry about it. So,
well, you know, and maybe when we see them, we could ask them who bailed Matthew Doloff out.
Oh, right.
That's
a
big question.
He was here. Somebody told me Matthew Doloff's in the crowd, but he's with Kyle Clark.
He's doing security.
He's doing security
for Kyle Clark.
You know, I'm told that Leslie Branch Wise may be part of the security team this year.
Hmm.
She's a cop, and she's worked security.
Hopefully she's got protection from the mayor, too, right?
She's worked security in the past. I love you.
She's going to have to be careful out there, though.
Yeah,
you know, the mayor, as long as the Brownsteins have them under control, she should be safe.
Hey, well, you know, the Brownsteins are underwriters. I mean, you never see them. What that one kid keeps... The kid said, yelled, Daddy, and I looked. So here. I love you. Thank you, Jules. 710 KNUS, the parade continues. We have full lines of reporters for those of you just joining us every year. Billy, quiet the kid down. The parade has been doing this for, I don't know, too long. From Colfax and Broadway and the old crew from the old days and Kenny and everybody, they come down, they build this in the night, and Mark's joined them, and Mark not only works security, but he's very, very good at constructing. There's horses. There you go. The mounted homeless people. Isn't that great? Look, they're riding you down the street. And anyhow, so we've slammed this together years ago, and it's expanded into what it is today. And so many great people show up, and they all want to be part of it. And one of our favorite people, there's Aaron. Hey, man. Aaron,
hey, man.
Bubba.
I mean,
Bubba.
For a black man, it's too cold out here.
Oh, it is cold. It is cold.
It's cold. Man, I'm a black man. I need some heat out here. But I live in Colorado, and as a black man, I got to accept it's just cold. It's cold.
But
anyway, man, I'm down here on Colfax. Yeah. I'm looking at this float. I mean, in it's the state capital. It's graffitified.
Yes.
And they have the mass moron governor saying that, oh, it's just a little graffiti. Don't mind it. And in the checkout, it's got a bunch of cardboards all on it saying, come on in, come in the unhoused.
Yep.
You'll get free water.
Yeah.
You'll get free electricity.
Yeah.
You'll get free heat.
Yeah.
You'll get free shelter.
Yeah.
You'll get free food.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness! But Governor, who's going to pay for that?
Get a mirror. Get a mirror. You know he was here earlier. I don't know if you knew this. They threw up some checkpoints this year. They're roadblocks. They call them checkpoints. But the governor doesn't want people getting together for the holidays, as you know.
Oh yeah.
And they said, well, we're going to crap on the parade right away because we got to stop this. So there's people trying to get in, like coming in old from down Colfax or off 25 or out of 6th, and they're being turned back. And it's a good crowd, but it's not like the past. I mean, they used to have, you know, and a lot of people, they're arresting people for not wearing masks down here.
Well, apparently, I mean, they're not arresting the homeless.
No,
the house.
No. Not the junkies.
The unhoused. They're not practicing social distancing.
No,
6 feet.
The junkies.
I don't see this down here in Denver City. I don't see none of that, Peter. What's going on? Tell me, what's going on?
Well, that's the junkies aren't wearing masks either. But thanks,
bye-bye.
Aaron. All right, I love your name, Fantasy. Fantasy, you're. Where are you, my dear? Good morning. Hi.
Well, we are in downtown here, and there's a guy pushing a cart, and he's got a bag over his head, so that's kind of like the mystery man. He's dressed up as the Supreme Court jester.
Yes.
And on this cart, there's like a 10-foot-tall jar of Vaseline. And
I can smell it. I've smelled the Vaseline for a lot of years.
Yeah. Oh, it's warming up. It's
by the way,
thin, but it's warming up.
It's warming up. Do you happen to see, this is from a brilliant addition to the show, Cory Gardner riding in the Maserati as the parade goes by this year. That's beauty, isn't it? God, I love
it. Sir.
Yeah, I've been smelling the Vaseline for a long time, so.
Yeah, so there's going to be a contest at the end of the parade.
Yes.
You get to guess who the guy is with the hood on.
Uh-huh.
And if you guess right, you get a free jar of Vaseline.
Cory Gardner. All right, we go. Carol, where are you, my dear? I said my dear to the wrong guy. Good morning. It's Wednesday. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade rolls on. Carol, where are you?
Hey, Peter, I live in Colfax down by Hamburger Mary's, and you'll never guess what's floating by here. It's the Whitcomber Float.
I can hardly hear you. You must be talking through a mask. You sound like you're coming through a mask.
I'm here with the Whitcomber Float, and they've got all these statues that have been pulled down around
yes.
Denver. And
yeah, we saw them.
We got Chris Columbus and the Virgin Mary, and
I can't hear you. Would you go to another locale and call back, because we're having a hard time getting through the float that we're going to see later, I guess, when the sun comes up, of all the statues that have been ripped down because they're racist. There's been like three or four drill teams of homeless people. God, they're great. They're twirling the Mad Dog 2020 bottles, balancing them. God, that's beauty. Fire it up. Huh? We're having some issues here. We go to, I think it's, is it Ben or Ken? It's hard to see. Hey, man, good morning.
Ben, I'm here with some drag racers from Bandimere. How you doing?
Oh, man. We're looking for Mr. Bandimere, for John. Have you seen him?
He got stopped.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Somebody told me in my earpiece that that Paulus stopped John Bandimere from coming into the city.
you know, but I hear John Tig Tigan is going in there to help him.
They're going to send the boys in.
That's right.
It's showtime.
They're lined up.
I hope so. But, you know, thanks for getting down here. Did you get through the roadblocks?
Well, I got John Tig Tigan and his team with me, so nobody
messed with you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I have you seen the Republican Party float? Because it gets smaller.
I think they burned it to the ground.
Well, I'm doing my level best. I want people to just change their affiliation and become independent. And they
amen.
Won't. Amen to that.
Oh, wait, hold on. I see Antifa. I need to run.
All right, Bubba, be safe. Thank you. We go to Derek. Love your name. Derek, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Hey, Pete. How are you this morning?
I'm good, man. Thank you.
Yeah, well, so I'm stumbling on my way over here to the parade, and I looked through the window of some bar over here, and I swear I saw a Hickenlooper, and it was Corey Gardner doing high fives, you know, cheering each other. And,
sure.
Candy Fiedebacher was up on the table dancing and whatnot.
He gets like that. She gets a couple winners. She'll get on the table and dance.
Oh, yeah, they got their BLM T-shirts on and everything, and it was kind of cool. And, yeah, Hickenlooper's buying beers for people experiencing homelessness. It was great.
Of course, he showed them. I tell you what, that was, you know, what a fight that was, huh? Wow.
Oh, absolutely. Well, anyway, so I'm going to make my way over to Broadway right here. But
call me back. Let us know. All right.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get behind the wheel of that Maserati.
No, well, you know, I mean, driving that Mazer, man, that was like, okay. We're going to jump. Part of our celebrity host this year, the one and only Dick Wadhams. He's taking more heat than the furnace man. Hey, Dick, thanks, man. And what would you like to add to the parade this morning?
Well, Peter, I'm standing in front of one of the many boarded-up buildings downtown Denver. And I just saw our new senator-elect, John Hickenlooper,
yes,
on a float, and he's showing off his new Lazy Boy recliner, which is what he's taking to Washington, D.C. with him to put on the Senate floor, because the chairs and desks, they're so uncomfortable. He needs his sleep, as he declared during the campaign. So he'll be equipped with a new Lazy Boy recliner on the floor of the Senate.
It's part of I don't want this job.
That's right.
I'll show you.
And also, but he's surrounded by the media on the float, Peter. All the reporters are supposed to protect them.
Yeah, of course.
And they're on the float with him.
And he's doing a good job. It's interesting to see them carry him like the Pharaoh, you know. It's beauty. Pardon me? Yeah, that's right. Feeding him grapes. Kyle Clark, they're feeding him grapes as they carry him down the street. Oh, my, what a year. Uncle Dick will talk. I love you, man. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank
Dick
you.
Wadhams. We have this year, good work by Billy Thorpe, has added celebrity hosts, and some of them have some up their sleeves ready to go. I tell you about our friends, bringing it to you, the parade this year, is our friends from Urban Lights. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and then the incredible Black Friday sales are going on. Lots of money you can save. 50% on all lighting, up to 70% off the clearance items this year. I'm waiting for flyovers. You know, the general said he and Deb are going to do a flyover, but I think they need, they're going to need the sun to come up before they do the flyover. There's a motorcycle contingency coming this year, too. I'm told that. Thumper and the boys are all going to be riding in with all of our other friends. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be by this morning. You're save 50% off all lighting, 70% off clearance items this Saturday and Sunday. You got to check it out. The place is an art gallery, 20,000 square feet of beautiful lighting displays. Sparkle your home this holiday season. New chandeliers, heating fans, everything comes from ceiling fans from Kichler. I did this for the family unit. Take advantage of the experts. They'll help you plan. What? No. The attorney general is running the crack concession about a block and a half down by Acoma. And you can get your heroin down there, too. You'll see him, Budweiser. AG, attorney general. Yeah, right down there. Thank you. Another guy and scratching his arm saying, where's the attorney general? Take advantage of the experts who will help you plan the perfect design for your home. Unique shopping experience. What? I know you're sick. It's okay. Acoma Street. Make a right. He's there in the alley. Check them out online, UrbanLightsDenver.com, UrbanLightsDenver.com. Unbeatable price guarantees. Take it from me, the best. You can find them south of I-25 on Santa Fe, between Florida and Mississippi, 7 days a week. The local experts bring you genuine value, any space, Urban Lights. We're going to go back to the studio and do a few things, turn around. And we're at Colfax and Broadway, the big reviewing stand. Security's extra this year. I mean, it's really tight because of we're waiting for a dueling protesters to come by. But I'm told there's going to be a Bolin family float. God, I'm looking forward to that, too. Hang on, everyone. The parade continues.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is the Peter Doyle Show.
It begins again, everyone. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Thank you. Thank you for cheering us. Well, that's not cheers. Look at all these people giving us half the peace sign, Billy.
They're saying you're number one.
You're number. Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was just half the peace sign. Oh, by the way, Dominion has been counting the crowd. Billy, a moment ago they said there were 75,000 people here. What's Dominion reporting now?
Now they're saying it's 350,000. Oh, no, wait, the number's changed again. Now it's 750,000.
750,000. Dominion's counting the crowd this morning. On a crisp, cool morning on a Wednesday, the 25th of November, for the umpteenth time, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade is underway. We're in a reviewing stand at Colfax and Broadway. Billy Thorpe and myself, and, of course, the guys that did all the hard work, Daryl Luby, Kenny Danen, Mark Crowley, security team being run by a former division chief, Jerry Kennedy, Petrofesso brothers, Daryl Cinquana, and Mark himself, of course, is a retired cop, and Paul Pazin. They're angry, and so we have to be careful this morning. It is interesting. Tay Anderson's going to be coming along doing a work fall and trying to collect money. Way to go, Tay. Now we go to Todd. Hey, Todd, man, where are you, my boy?
Hey, Peter, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm cold, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I just saw the big blue bear running down 14th Street.
Oh, boy.
Watch out. That's right. You know, he's running, and he's saying, run from the Rona, run from the Rona. Well, apparently, Governor Polis is shutting down the COVID center there in the convention center.
Sure. Well, he's got the checkpoints. I don't know where you are, but Emperor Polis threw up checkpoints. They didn't want people getting together for the parade this year, so they put checkpoints up. And, so far, well, Dominion's doing the parade count, and it seems to change. But so far, so good. You know, we're doing okay. I appreciate. We go to Donnie. Don, where are you, my boy?
I'm across the street from your reviewing stand. Can
wave.
You see me waving?
Wave.
I'm waving at you.
See, it's still kind of dark. Wait a minute. You're right behind the winos.
Yeah.
I see. And, hey, nice hat.
I have to say the KNUS viewing platform is a lot nicer than what Brand X used to come up with it. Yeah. I drove all the way down here to see the Boulder float. I'm pretty excited about it. Boulder is represented in this year's parade again.
And Thank you.
Yeah, the Boulder City Council, a great taxpayer expense.
Yes.
And a motorized fleet of 8 tiny houses that are scooting around in formation.
Yes.
Just pretty precision moves, really, when you look at that. The tiny houses are making choreographed moves in time with a marching band. It's like the Shriners parade tiny cars.
Little cars.
Uh-oh, look. What? The doors of the tiny houses are all opening at once, and it looks like you can see inside of them, and all the wiring and plumbing has been ripped out. But there are individuals experiencing unhousedness pouring out of the tiny houses like they were clown cars.
Yes.
There seems to be more and more of those guys every year.
It's not their fault. It's not their fault. Remember that. It's not
their
fault.
And now in another precision move, they've choreographed themselves. They're all the unhousedness people are dropping their pants and relieving themselves at once.
Wow.
I wonder how they timed that out. It must have been that breakfast burrito stand up the street.
Sometimes junk will do that too. You know, everybody hits it at once. You know, you never, you know, if you geese
and
up
they
and
climb
yeah.
back into the tiny houses and are heading off toward a neighborhood near you. Well, but did you see the Democrat Party float earlier?
Well, I saw Cory Gardner.
People on both sides of it throwing out big stacks of paper, and I wondered what the heck that was. I picked one up. It turns out they were absentee ballots for the Georgia runoff election.
I see. Yeah. As you know, Billy,
fill those out and send them in, kid.
Billy hired Dominion this year to be our parade counter. And Billy, what's the number now, Billy? Billy was.
They now say we have 13 million
okay.
people right, down
see,
here. Yes.
I see, we yeah. had it. Donnie,
what's
love you.
What's amazing is that information had to go all the way to Germany, then
right.
to
Spain,
Australia, and it comes back. That's
then it
amazing
came back.
What you can do.
I love you, man. Thank you, Don. I know who that is. 710 KNUS, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade, as the we try and estimate the crowds, and this year Billy Thorpe had a great idea. So let's just get Dominion to do a parade count, and of course we're reporting in. Watch out for the checkpoints if you're coming down, and here's the fireman. Fireman, man, it's Wednesday, November 25. Welcome to the parade. Where are you?
I'm sitting here at Logan and Colfax in front of the City Grill. Unfortunately, it's temporarily
that.
Closed.
I know that place.
You might be able to see me now that the sun's up. I'm standing next to the guy with the sign that says Tay for mayor.
Yes.
I got the MAGA hat on.
Do
I'm
you?
Waving at you.
There you are, my boy. I know that grill well. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm watching. Things are slowing up here a little bit because this really big float's coming. It's got this huge ink pen on it. It's coming into view now. It's the Colorado General Assembly float.
Oh.
Man, is this thing is huge. There's over 250 people on it.
Man.
There's I see now there's somebody holding a sign, one for every executive order.
Yes.
That Polis has signed.
Yes. Yes.
the
emperor.
It's incredible, and the emperor, yeah, and it's rolling along, and then all of a sudden it has to stop.
Yes,
and somebody comes running up with another executive order.
Jumps
sign.
On. Well, they jump
and they
on.
Jump.
Yeah, sure, I saw that.
Yeah, and then they have, and then it stops again, Peter, because the driver turns around and says, "We need to recount those and make sure we got the right number on this."
Oh yeah, well,
it's incredible.
Well, you know, what a move Billy made this year, getting Dominion to count. It's incredible, estimating the people here and actually doing a head count. And we started out early. And
They just sent us new numbers, but
yeah.
I can't read them. They're in Portuguese. So I don't know why. I'm sorry.
Fireman, thank you. It is 710 KNUS. It's imaginary Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, I know. A couple people want to climb up and get, you know, that Doug Friedenash, man, you know, using the Southern Poverty Law Center float. Hey, Doug. And go back to Bronstein, buddy. Go back to Jersey. He actually did a column, and he's got a float in it this year, racism, and this idiot uses the Southern Poverty Law Center as his statistics. Way to go, Doug. And you went to law school. You're with Stanley. You and Stanley are at Brownstein's. Hey, brilliant. That's a really good move. Somebody's, by the way, the Cory Gardner's been appearing and reappearing. This is the most work the guy's done. But riding around in that Maserati, God, that was brilliant. You know, the Maser thing, drinking a beer in the backseat. Come on. Somebody said Michael Bennett's here. He'll be starting to work you. There's going to be somebody asked if there's going to be a Players and Sugar float. You bet on it. you count on that. That's coming your way. The float is, and the parade, as always, is brought to you by our good friends at Step Denver. You can schedule now for Colorado Gives Day at coloradogives.org/Step Denver. Huh? Oh, sure. Patty Calhoun, everybody. Patty Calhoun has never missed an imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. We saw Mike Roberts earlier, and now we see Patricia. Patricia, good morning. She's waving. The best. Love her dearly. She and Michael are here. Anyhow, you can help. There's a better way. I mean, been watching the marching wino drill team is beauty this morning. Everybody with the Mad Dog 2020 bottles, throwing them in the air and catching them. Every day, men walk through the doors of Step on Larimer Street, right in front of Coors Field, and make a commitment to sobriety, work, and accountability, recover, and make their lives right. There comes some of the Christmas music's wonderful. The stories are unbelievable. I've seen them firsthand. There's going to be they were going to do a Mayflower float, but the politically correct have burned the boat. The stories are unbelievable, and I've seen it firsthand all the years I was with Bob. Step Denver's a proven solution. I can tell you they serve the worthy part of all of this. We're going to have a Better Angels float here today, too. Your Better Angels will be marching. This Colorado Gives Day, December the 8th, Step Denver is counting on people like you to invest in men who are investing in themselves and become contributing members. The Sound of Music, Billy. Yeah, I mean, God, is that great? There's the iHeart float. We'll see that one next hour. Hey, Mandy Connell. Mandy, yo. Yo. Mandy's there. Dave Logan. Dave Lauer. What a turnout, huh? Stepped makes real changes happen. Every dollar you donate, turn into $7 worth of impact. Don't forget, December the 8th, you see them schedule your tax-deductible donation at ColoradoGives.org/StepDenver. We're going to break away, do a few things. You know, who is it, Billy, throwing condoms into the crowd? Who's tossing condoms? We'll let you know. I mean, that's not... See, the sun's starting to come up and tossing condoms.
I think that's actually a Democrat Party representative, something about family planning. I don't remember what it was.
The same guy who's giving out the needles?
Yes, exactly. It's all for the family and the kids.
It's for the
kids.
Children.
Yeah, it is. You know.
What's Dominion saying now?
Dominion now is saying that we have 47 million people downtown.
And
yes.
They're doing the count where?
It has to go from Denver, and then it has to go to Washington, D.C., and then it goes to Milwaukee, and then it goes to Germany, and then to Spain, over to Portugal, then to Venezuela, and then if everything looks good, Cuba does the final official count, and then we get it back here.
On the other side, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade continues. Reporters stay there. Many more celebrity tossing condoms. Wednesday, November 25, hold on to your hats.
There are three ways to reach